Ever bent a carrot into a U-shape and watched it snap? That simple kitchen moment reveals the same physics keeping skyscrapers standing. The carrot splits at the bottom because tension forces overwhelm it, the exact challenge engineers face when designing every beam, bridge, and building around you. When a beam flexes under load, its top compresses while its bottom stretches. This is why steel beams are I-shaped, with most material concentrated at top and bottom where forces are strongest. It's elegant efficiency, maximum strength with minimum material. For spanning great distances, engineers turn to triangles, nature's most stable shape. Unlike squares that collapse when pushed, triangles lock in place, which is why bridges like the Golden Gate use networks of triangular trusses. But gravity is the easy part. Wind presents far more complex challenges. Modern skyscrapers rely on central cores running vertically through buildings, channeling wind forces down to foundations like a tree's trunk. Some buildings, like London's Gherkin, wear their skeletons on the outside, diamond-patterned steel exoskeletons protecting from wind. Here's what most people don't realize. Buildings actually move. The engineering challenge isn't preventing movement, but controlling how fast structures sway and for how long. It's like turbulence on an airplane, not the movement itself, but the acceleration that makes us queasy. When traditional stiffening isn't enough, engineers install giant pendulums at the top of buildings to counteract movement. During 2015's Typhoon Sautalor, Taipei 101's massive 660-ton steel pendulum swung a full meter while winds reached 170 kilometers per hour, yet the building remained undamaged. Earthquakes present even greater challenges. The Torre Mayor skyscraper in Mexico City uses 96 hydraulic dampers arranged in X shapes throughout its height, allowing it to withstand a 7.6 magnitude earthquake without occupants even noticing, the ultimate testament to invisible engineering excellence. March 12, 1993. 9-year-old Roma Agrawal watched bombs explode across Mumbai, including at the Bombay Stock Exchange where her father worked. Hours passed before he called. He'd survived by fleeing downstairs past dismembered bodies. Years later, studying engineering, she wondered, why didn't the 29-story tower collapse? The answer lay in lessons from disasters like Ronin Point. On May 16, 1968, Ivy Hodge lit her gas stove in her 18th-floor London apartment. The explosion blew out her kitchen wall, triggering a cascading collapse that killed 4 people. The blast was weak, it hadn't damaged Ivy's eardrums, yet caused disproportionate destruction because the tower's prefabricated concrete panels relied on friction and minimal concrete glue, with no proper skeleton. This revolutionized engineering. Structures must now prevent disproportionate collapse, where single failures trigger chain reactions. The September 11 attacks revealed fire, not just impact, caused the World Trade Center's failure. Intense fires at 1000 C weakened steel, causing columns to bow. Modern skyscrapers now feature concrete cores that conduct heat poorly, buying evacuation time. The Bombay Stock Exchange survived because its design redistributed loads. Engineering advances through tragedy, driving constant improvement. Clay connects engineering with baking, both requiring precise materials, proportions, and processes. The Romans perfected brickmaking, using blood-red bricks throughout their empire. At Pompeii, these bricks remain visible in columns and walls, but most impressively, in arches. Arches channel force around their curved shape, putting all portions in compression. Ancient materials like stone and brick excel under compression but fail under tension. By using stone's compression resistance in an arch, Romans created structures stronger and larger than possible with flat beams. As an Arabic saying notes, arches never sleep. They continuously resist weight with endless patience, surviving even Vesuvius's eruption. Creating ideal ancient bricks demanded patience. Carefully selected clay was kneaded with water and plant extracts, formed into rectangles, then dried gradually over up to 2 years. This painstaking attention explains why Roman structures still stand millennia later. While ancient civilizations mastered compression-resistant materials, metals revolutionized construction by excelling in tension. Metals consist of tiny crystals that weaken when heated, making them malleable. Pure iron excels in tension but is too soft for large structures. Adding carbon atoms creates steel, the ideal compromise between strength and ductility. Henry Bessemer revolutionized steel production in the 1860s with his closed furnace process. By 1898, worldwide steel production reached 12 million tons, enabling construction of larger bridges and taller buildings than ever before. Concrete's magic lies in its transformation. Rock becomes pliable liquid, pours into any shape, then chemically reverts to rock through hydration. Water added to cement powder creates crystal-like fibers that form a hardening matrix, making concrete Earth's most used material after water. Pure cement paste is expensive and cracks as it cools. Engineers solved this by adding aggregates, small stone and sand pieces, reducing cement needs while maintaining strength. Romans discovered pozzolana, volcanic ash that, mixed with lime and water, created concrete hardening even underwater. Rome's Pantheon showcases this mastery with the world's largest unreinforced concrete dome. Concrete excels in compression. Standard mixes support 15 elephants, stronger ones, 80. Unlike brick and mortar with weak joints, concrete is cast monolithically with uniform strength. Yet it's fussy, thriving under compression but cracking under tension at one-tenth the load. The 1860s breakthrough came when French gardener Joseph Monnier embedded metal wires in concrete, creating reinforced concrete. Concrete handles compression, steel manages tension. Today's innovations include self-healing concrete with bacteria-filled capsules producing limestone to fill cracks, and incorporating industrial waste to reduce concrete's 5% share of human-made carbon dioxide. Despite designing skyscrapers, Roma Agravel fears heights. In May 2012, visiting the Shard's 69th floor via inclined elevator, vertigo struck. After deep breaths, she experienced a profound moment, seeing her paper designs transformed into tangible reality. Humanity's tallest buildings remained unchanged for millennia. The Great Pyramid of Giza held the record at 146 meters until Lincoln Cathedral surpassed it in 1311. The real quest for height began in the 1880s with Chicago's first metal frame skyscraper. In just 150 years, structures have grown from 150 meters to over 1,000 meters. Without elevators, skyscrapers couldn't exist. Elisha Otis invented the modern safety elevator in 1852, using a wagon spring mechanism that engaged toothed guide rails if the hoisting rope broke. At the 1853 World's Fair, Otis stood on his platform while an assistant cut the rope. It fell only inches before stopping. "All safe, gentlemen," he declared. The Burj Khalifa stands at 829.8 meters. These megatall structures became possible thanks to Fazlur Khan, who moved stability systems outside, creating a stiff external skeleton. The Burj Khalifa employs clustered tubes, forming its distinctive tripartite pedal shape. Modern technology allows unlimited height, theoretically. The real question is how high we want to go. Mexico City is built on a lake. The historical center sits on soft, wet soil, described as a bowl of jelly with buildings on top, and has sunk over 10 meters in 150 years. The city originated when Aztecs, following a divine vision, settled on an island in Lake Texcoco in 1325. Spanish conquerors rebuilt on Aztec foundations in 1521, but the lake was eventually filled with soil, leaving a high water table that continues causing problems. Piles are columns inserted deep into the ground to support structures above soft soil. They work through friction or by transferring weight to deeper, stronger ground. For a 40-story London tower, Roma designed about 40 piles between 0.6 and 0.9 meters in diameter, some exceeding 50 meters long. Mexico City's Metropolitan Cathedral demonstrates these challenges. Construction began in 1573 on Aztec pyramid foundations. Architect Claudio de Arciniega drove over 22,000 wooden stakes into the ground, then built a massive masonry platform, a raft foundation, spreading weight over a large area. Despite this, uneven settling began immediately. By 1910, one corner was 2.4 meters higher than the other. In 1993, restoration began. The team drilled 32 access shafts and 1,500 extraction holes beneath the cathedral, carefully removing soil over 4.5 years to level the structure. Today, it sinks uniformly at 60 to 80 millimeters yearly, monitored by pendulums and pressure sensors. Without engineers, we would see more or less nothing. No skyscrapers, steel, elevators, houses, sewers, phones, internet, roads, or bridges. Engineering fundamentally makes us human, providing essentials like food, water, shelter, and clothing, then enabling civilization and space exploration. Key trends shaping our future include irregular geometry, robotics, 3D printing, sustainability, interdisciplinary approaches, and biomimicry. Computing capacity now enables complex, flowing shapes like the Spanish Pavilion at the 2010 World Expo. Flexible membrane molds revolutionize concrete construction, creating fluid forms while reducing waste. 3D printing advances rapidly, from modules made of grape skins and salt to Madrid's first 3D printed footbridge. Biomimicry moves beyond copying natural shapes to mimicking their functions, from Velcro inspired by burdock burrs to buildings designed like bird skulls. Nature remains our greatest engineer. Darwin's bark spider creates bridges spanning 25 meters, 1,000 times her size, across rivers. She releases sticky silk threads that catch wind currents, tests the line by walking it, then reinforces it. Her silk is twice as elastic as other spider silks and the toughest biological material discovered, surpassing steel. The possibilities are limited only by our imaginations. Whatever we dream, engineers can make real.